Well, it's official. We've lost our ever-loving minds. Our country is going to crap in a handbasket, and I ain't joking. Now, we've got one of the greatest crises in our country's history, an absolute invasion coming over from South America. But it's not just South America. There are people from the Sudan. There are people from Pakistan. There are men, fighting age men, flooding into our countries right now in droves. And our judicial system is doing nothing to help. The other day, oh yeah, you want to go beat up a cop? You know, oh, take on a couple cops. Yeah, that's totally fine. We're not going to prosecute. You know, it's okay. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you a plane ticket somewhere else in the country. But we're not going to put you into prison, okay? And it's emboldening people. Then you've got other people like, oh yeah, you want to just, you want to dive through illegally into our country? They're not looking for asylum. They're wanting to actually take on the military. You want to push down fences, go over borders legally, try and grab the weapons of the soldiers? It's totally fine. We're not going to put you in jail. We have lost our mind. And now, oh, look at this story. Check this out. A federal judge says migrants can sue the company that flew them to Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, you know, you told me I was going to go somewhere else. I'm real pretty tired from, you know, escaping oppression. And now you put me on the wrong plane to a really nice place. And, you know, you didn't even, you know, you gave me the wrong peanuts. Seriously, that is where we are now. This is absolutely freaking insane. You know, I gotta be honest with you. It would be really cool if we told the migrants, you know, that federal judge really likes you. He's got a backyard. Let's go ahead and put you up there. I'm sure he's even gonna let you sleep in his bed. That'd be awesome. But that federal judge is actually protected, and you can't find out where he lives because he has the legal right to hide his identity. Isn't that incredible? But that's the world we live in. We live in a world where politicians are like, I can't believe Donald Trump wants to put a fence up in Mexico. It's horrible. Hey, you guys still built that big old wall around my house, right? Yeah, it's billet to Pelosi. Yeah, okay, make sure. Because some wacko is going to come and hunt my husband down and knock him in the head with a hammer. But hey, that's where we are. Type one if you think that our country has lost its ever-loving mind. And if you think about this, this is the people. It's a small group of people. It's this elitist, this academia, these people that have esteemed themselves for decades thinking that they're so freaking brilliant. They run our court system. They run our education system. It is absolutely mind-blowing how smart these people think they are, and they're so dumb it's insane. So let's go ahead and just dive into the news. This one's out of NPR. Oh, communist platform. Sweet. A federal judge says migrants can sue the company that flew them to Martha's Vineyard. A federal judge in Boston, weird, has ruled that migrants flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard in 2022 can now proceed with a lawsuit against the Florida company that took them there. What? This is... You know, went from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, but don't worry, it was a company out of Florida, and it was built by a person in California. It's where all the dots we've got across. The judge also dismissed claims against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other officials named in the suit. Oh, look at that. They're even trying to sue the governor of Florida. Well, yeah, I guess when you're a migrant, you just go for everyone. You're just like, that dude that owns a 7-Eleven in Albuquerque too. We're gonna sue him too, because that's what happens. You go to America, it's land of the free, it's the dream, the American dream. Sue the crap out of anyone who planted these weeds here. I'm gonna sue them. A lot of weeds. It says three migrants from Venezuela along with an immigrant rights group, weird, those people need to be tossed in the trash, filed the lawsuit. They said the Florida's governor others in his administration, and an air transport company conspired to mislead them and deprive them of their civil rights. What? You just left a country, supposedly, seeking asylum over here because it's tyrannical and horrible. And now all of a sudden you just show up and you're like, okay, what rights do I get? I just came across illegally. I didn't file any forms. I just jumped through a border, cut razor wire, and showed up. Now I want my rights. No, you don't get them. You get rights when you show up legally and you do the due process. But hey, a federal freaking judge can just do whatever he wants. And I hope somebody disbars this moron. All right, here we go. Type two if you agree. It says here, misled them and deprived them of their civil rights when they recruited and flew them to Martha's Vineyard in 2022. I'd love to see that recruiter. You know, it's not like, you know, one of those guys went to school to go to other schools to recruit top athletes for their school. No, it's like this. All right, everybody showing up. Okay, everybody's got their Nikes on and their Reebok sweatshirts and their Obama cell phones, right? Okay, cool. Y'all got it? All right, sweet. So you want to go somewhere cool? You want to go somewhere? It's a lot of rich people and all kinds of good crap to eat. All right, sweet. Pretty awesome weather. No? You guys are all signing up? Okay, that was a really hard job. All right, here we go. So they were recruited to go to Martha's Vineyard. In their lawsuit, because this is just going to get better, the migrants identified Yanet, Pablo, and Jesus said they were told that they were going to Massachusetts, which is, of course, oh, that makes sense. Now, Boston's in Massachusetts. That's where the judge is from. He just wanted the migrants there. Now I see what the judge was thinking. Mean people in Florida forcing people to go to Martha's Vineyard when they should have went to Massachusetts. So it gets even better. This is absolutely insane. All right. So they were told they were going to Massachusetts, but didn't know their final destination was Martha's Vineyard until shortly before landing. Can you imagine that? They're like, okay, everybody, ding, ding. The seatbelt sign has been put on. I hope you enjoy your stay at Martha's Vineyards. Three immigrants go, what? We were told we're going to Boston. I want to eat beans. You're taking me to a vineyard? It's gross wine. The plaintiffs say, can you imagine that? They just get off on the plane, not getting off. Like, sir, you have to deplane. We've got to restock the peanuts and the wine, and we got to vacuum the floors. Nope, not getting off until you fly me to Beantown. I want to go where Sam Malone did that fancy trick with the beer going down the bar. How in the heck did he do it? That's where we want to go. We're going there. No, sir, you got to get off. Nope, we've got our civil rights. We're going to sue. That's where we're at. All right, cool. The plaintiffs say a videographer hired by the DeSantis administration recorded them arriving and boarding vans. All right, we're paying some good money to take all these illegals to a really high-end fancy place, so we're going to get our money's worth and we want to record it. Whew. No one else in Martha's Vineyard had any advance notice of their arrival. Well, of course, because those are rich snobs that would say, No, we want them invading our country, but not our town. What are you guys doing here? See, that's what happened. The immigrants showed up and they're like, they're unwanted because the rich elite are like, whoa, who missed the memo? You're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be other places. You know, that's what they want. They want the immigrants to file in to the big cities because eventually it's going to be riot time. And that's what's really happening. And I'm sorry, I've got to use sarcasm right now, but we've lost our ever-loving minds. This is where we're at. When I say, you know, 4 years ago, I'm like, hey, everything's going to crap in a handbasket. You better get ready. Did you ever think it was going to be like this? This is nutball. In her order, we haven't even got to April 8th yet. Just because, like, hey, guys, look, the internet went down, your bank accounts are gone. You're like, it was a solar eclipse. It wasn't us. This, let's get through this, ninja. In her order, U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs says the case can proceed. Good job, Allison. I want you debarred. You're an idiot. Can proceed against the air transport company, Virtual. Judge Burroughs dismissed claims against Governor DeSantis and other members of his administration out of jurisdictional concerns, but did so without prejudice. That means the legal team representing the migrants can seek to bring DeSantis and others back into the case as it goes forward. The 77, I mean, think about all DeSantis was trying to do is like, you don't need to be in my state. Just leave. I'll even put you on a plane, give you a cup of peanuts, and whatever they do on planes now, which is a lot of cost cutting because the economy's going to crap, and just go to Martha's Vineyard. Let's take you to the elites town. And look, those elites treated them meanly. Weird. See, because DeSantis knows, and other officials know, They know exactly who's making these decisions, and they know where they live. Let's put them in their neighborhood.
Jeezo.
Virtual and other defendants here are not legitimately enforcing any immigration laws, she wrote, adding, are you kidding? We don't have any immigration laws right now. Obviously, the judicial system keeps crapping on them. The court sees no legitimate purpose for rounding up highly vulnerable individuals. Vulnerable? You came to our country seeking asylum. We're going to put you somewhere.
There you go. Now, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I wanted a totally different venue. This Martha Stewart's place is just not gonna do.
Lawyers for Civil Rights, which represents the migrants, called the ruling a major victory. You know, I tell you what, Lawyers for Civil Rights, why don't you guys put them up? The government's even paying $500 a head. Why don't you do that?
Oh no, you're not gonna do that. You're like the people in Martha's Vineyard. You just wanna steal money from big government interest, have a big house, and have really nice neighbors. That's what you want.
This makes me sick to my stomach. I can't even get start. Hate lawyers. But Brian Kelly, a lawyer representing Virtual, said, we are pleased that most of the case has now been dismissed and believe the lawyers for civil rights are once again mistaken in their analysis of the situation. That's a nice way of saying those guys are morons. Look, I hope people are getting ready for what's coming because the truth is, this is not a laughing matter. We're going to see massive unrest, and it's a planned event by those elites in Martha's Vineyard. Like people like Pelosi that say, don't put a wall up for our security, our nation's security. We want instability while she has a massive wall and guards around her house. The hypocrisy in this nation is absolutely disgusting to me. Type 3 if you agree with that. I think that we are in a moment where if you're not prepared, because there's going to be times where there are cities, I'm not joking, in the future, burning down, just stay in your house. Have some food, have some water, have your protection. Understand that. Go buy your freedom seeds. Because the government's going to keep clamping down, buying them all up, like the IRS, and we don't need to be part of the problem. Good human beings don't need to be part of the problem. We're going to be in the aftermath picking everything up alongside a handful of elites. I want to see a million people in America ready for this. Are you with me? #NinjaNation if you are. I hope you guys have a great day. The Ninja's out.